Now, further east, in Egypt, the country's transitional government is struggling to win over pro-reformers. But it hasn't been enough for protesters who say the security apparatus is still intact. NPR's Susanna George has more from Cairo.
This morning, Egypt's transitional government appointed Mansour al-Assawi as the country's new interior minister. He is known for fighting corruption and is not seen as one of Egypt's old guard, but protesters were not appeased. Just a day after protesters stormed the state security building in the Cairo neighborhood of Nasser City, crowds gathered in front of Cairo's heavily guarded interior ministry, just blocks away from Tahrir Square, the focal point of the Egyptian uprising. The protests turned violent. Some people threw stones while others called for the crowd to remain peaceful. One woman broke paving stones into smaller pieces to help arm fellow protesters. She said the crowd's intention was to be peaceful, but they had to prepare for a possible crackdown. Army troops protecting the interior ministry fired shots into the air and dragged protesters away. Protesters say that appointing new ministers is not enough to rid the country of the remnants of Mubarak's regime. They want the country's state security apparatus to be dismantled. It's accused of committing some of the worst human rights violations under Mubarak's rule. The Interior Ministry is a symbol of all this and has been a center for the protests since the uprising in Egypt began in late January. The string of protests on state security buildings is making the country's military leadership nervous. The armed forces are sending text messages to Egyptian cell phones telling people that it is not permitted to share documents recovered from state security buildings with members of the media. Susanna George, NPR News, Cairo.